If you hear this opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to bang and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
That is actually my favorite part. Satan. Welcome to The Cure to Catastrophe. It is today. I was gonna date stamp this, but I realized some people listen to the podcast, and I don't want you to know this. Or sometimes we do reruns, and I don't want you to know this could be a rerun. It's not, though. It's coming to you live right now from the heart of the Mission. Shay is still on her welding assignment. She's learning how to stick bits of metal to other bits of metal. And apparently it takes a while to learn that, I guess. To do it properly, I just got sent a new MP3 from some friends of mine, a band called The Friends. They've got an anti-ice show. I wasn't going to do... who knows where the hell this is going? I did literally zero prep this week. So here's Show Your Face by The Friends.
You better leave my side. do to my soul? What you trying to do to my soul? Everything I had was yours. Now I'm closing all the doors. What you trying to do to my soul?
turn on one microphone. How sad. This is the Curated Catastrophe. This is Radio Valencia. As mentioned at the top of the show, I've done zero preparation for today's program. I was busy last night. It was my twice monthly residency at the Willows, and I kind of had to focus more on that. I may talk about that more later, because it's actually a really fun set. Not least because I had friends show up, which doesn't always happen, but that's usually because I never ever remember to promote myself. But speaking of friends, they kicked off the show with Show Your Face. Show Your Face, an anti-ice song from some actual friends of mine who are in, I guess, upstate New York. I don't really know East Coast geography. They're outside of the city in New York. That's my friend Ezra Gale. Fuck Ezra! And some other dude. And they're going to come out with another single in the coming week that they're still, I don't know, mixing or mastering or whatever these musician terms are. But they have more coming, so we'll play some more from the friends next week. And I'm glad they started servicing Radio Valencia, just like Emily Zuzik and other people that they know who send us their new music so it can actually get played on the radio. And by radio, I mean internet. Middle song of the set was You Better Run by the In-Betweens, a song I learned today is not by Pat Benatar's guitarist, husband, writer, person. It's a cover. And it's not that version. It's a cover of a Young Rascals song. But that version was by the In-Betweens, who were very shortly to become Slade. They must have changed their vocalist, because that did not sound like Naughty Holder. In any event, I didn't realize You Better Run was a cover of a song that was a modest hit here and a huge hit in the UK, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. Regardless, somebody was posting about Pat Benatar on one of my Vinyl Nerd pages today, and somebody else was like, that's a Slade song, and somebody else was like, it's a Young Rascals song, and I'm like, I love Vinyl Nerds. And then the last song of the set was a slight disappointment to me. Hang on, I have to reposition the thing for old people to stand on concrete here. Last song of the set was Black Betty by Spiderbait, an Australian band. But the reason I played that is because I saw something this morning of a guy named Dom Dalla playing a remix of that, which is, I thought, what I was about to play to a stadium of like 40,000 people, and it was one of the most exciting things of all time. His remix played to 40,000 people while he's hopping around like a DJ hopped up on goofballs. Anyway, did I mention I didn't prep? I looked at YouTube for 30 seconds this morning and saw that and was like, I will be playing that, but I got the wrong version. Actually, I couldn't find the right version. I did prep during the first song. And the discussion about Slade that also happened this morning. Yeah, I haven't done a whole lot of prep for this show. So, I'd love to say the next song was stuck in my head for a while, because it's the year of the Fire Horse or something. The Chinese New Year. But nothing's stuck in my head because I didn't do any prep. Regardless, you're listening to Radio Valencia. This is the Curated Catastrophe. I'm by myself once again this week, doddering around like a fool. And, I'll be out next week. I'm going to go see The Descendants and Frank Turner in God, middle of nowhere, bumfuck, Central Valley, Wheatland. It claims to be the Sacramento Hard Rock Cafe, but it's the middle of bumfuck nowhere, an hour outside of Sacramento, Indian casino hotel thing. For some reason, punk rock bands, The Descendants of Frank Turner, co-headlining there, which I'm looking forward to. It's the field trip to the goddamn Central Valley that I'm kind of grousing about. But hey, at least hotel rooms are only $90. Not at the Hard Rock. Those are $360. But if I just go stay somewhere else in Wheatland or wherever, Yuba City, they're $90. So that's what I'm doing next weekend instead of doing the show. So enjoy a rerun. Maybe even this one. You won't know. I'm telling you, it's all live. Everything happens live. On Radio Valencia. .fm.
searching for answers that never appear. But maybe if I looked real hard, I'd see you trying to understand this life that we're all going through.
Then when she said she was gonna like wreck my car, I didn't know what to do.
Valencia.fm, motherfucker.
Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm. First thing I say, thank you for tuning in on your Sunday afternoon or whenever you are listening to the podcast, People of the Future. Yeah, that was a set about horses, because I guess it's the year of the fire horse or something this week. I don't know, I really don't really pay attention to astrology or anything, really. Let's be honest. We kick things off with American Horse by The Cult from their album Sonic Temple, which also has the track Fire Woman on it. And I guess maybe that's why I have had American Horse stuck in my head. Also, I didn't realize it sounds kind of jingoistic considering we went to war Friday night after, you know, slow news hour. So, yeah, I apologize for any jingoism of American. But, I mean, it's the band's from Bradford. So, yeah. Anyway, that was American Horse by The Cult. Bradford is in England. Middle song of the set was Dead Horse by Guns N' Roses. I'm always giving Shay shit for playing these multi-platinum selling bands, and here I am playing Guns N' fucking Roses. But, I don't know, it fit with the horse theme, and honestly, of the four album sides of Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, that's the song that's stuck in my head the most, Dead Horse. Don't know why. It's a good song. I mean, it's one where they actually found their excitement again versus some of the sprawling epic 11-minute ballads, but I don't know. After whatever their first record's called, Appetite for Destruction, Dead Horse is one of the few songs from their follow-ups that's pretty good, in my estimation. I'm going to close things out with Pantomime Horse, a live version from Suede. Regular listeners to the show will know that I'm a massive Suede head, Suede fan, Suede devotee. And I was surprised, actually, I didn't have other versions of that song. I only have the live version available to me at the drop of a hat. I own the record on vinyl and CD, but apparently I never burned it. Or something. However DJs work these days. Anyway, Pantomime made me think about drama. This is the way my mind works as a DJ, just to give you some insight. Pantomime made me think about drama, so here's Human Drama with a cover on RadioValencia.fm.
Hush, a world violet, hush, a band of gold. Hush, you're in a story I heard somebody told.
Something, you know, looking at other things, actually trying to queue up the next set, and realized I'd queued up good old Dramarama twice, so let's not do that. Here's what I meant to play. Catastrophe. It's all over the place. That set featured Hang Down Your Head by Human Drama, band from the Scream scene in Hollywood, Los Angeles, wherever the hell Scream was, somewhere south of Bakersfield. Hang Down Your Head, we heard Anything Anything by Drama Rama, a band that sadly never equaled that single. I saw them live once. And yeah, it was just waiting around and just play the song. A friend of mine saw Men Without Hats recently and said they played Safety Dance at the beginning of the set and the end of the set, two just different versions of it. Did you know, like a slow version and a fast version? And I think that's a good thing to do if you're a band like Men Without Hats or Dramarama that only have one fucking hit. Music sounds like a weird one. And then we close things out with Drama by Erasure. Because that was a drama set. Drama by Erasure, Dramarama, Dramarama, and Human Drama. Which was inspired by the Pantomime Horse song in the end of the last set. So I guess that's how this is going to go. I'm just going to wing it. Which is what I was doing last night. I was DJing at the... That's Willows there, South Market, where Hangerber Mary's used to be. And, you know, the U.S. had just gone to war, and I was pissed off and feeling, you know, anarcho-punk, which admittedly is kind of a baseline for me. So I grabbed a whole bunch of punk rock, because I know the bartenders down there are tired of listening to my, like, 70s funk wah-wah guitar shit. So I basically grabbed all punk rock. And I get down there and arrive at the venue, and the patrons are setting up for a birthday party, like majorly setting up, like tablecloth or you know foil tablecloths and balloons and archways and bouquets and all, and like looks like a fucking wedding reception. And yeah, it was for somebody's 43-year-old birthday. Her name was Mai. She was very nice. But I brought a bunch of punk rock to play at a birthday party for mid-40s Asian ladies, Asian women. And it was a challenge. It was a real challenge to try and make that fun for them, because I didn't want to ruin their evening, you know? And it was really nice. My friend Kansas Dan showed up. I think I managed to pull it off. They had a good time. I had a good time. I did have the Humpty Dance in amongst all the punk rock. So, we were able to peak at the right point. I'm going to have to play this later. I had Bitch Better Have My Money. And that's what really sent them into, a frenzy. Anyway, Dan's like, hey, you're good at this. I'm like, fuck, man, I've been a DJ for like 35 years. Give me a box of records in a goal. And the interesting thing about it to me is I had planned to just show up and play punk rock, which is my default, and not really think about it. And it made me kind of have to spend a lot more time thinking about what went together and what was going to be palatable enough for the... I don't know. Whatever. I shouldn't explain too much of what the fuck I do. Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing next. I'll explain why this relates to the last thing in the next break. Because you're all fascinated by the way my goddamn brain works, right? This is Great Catastrophe. Shay is off sticking bits of metal together. I'm on my own. Because Radio Valencia, I already said that.
I bought 16 shells from a 30-06 and a black crow snuck through a hole in the sky. So I spent my buttons on a old pack mule, and I made the ladder from a pawn shop in Wilmer. Up against a dandelion tree, laid it up against a dandelion tree, and I laid it up on a dandelion tree. And I cooked them feathers on a cast iron spit, and I filled me a satchel full of old big corn, filled me a satchel full of old big corn, and I beat me a billy from a old French horn. And I kicked that mule to the top of the tree, kicked that mule to the top of the tree, and I blew me a hole about the size of a kick drum. And I cut me a switch from a long blind elbow. I'm really into kindling. Like 16 shells from a 30-06. I'm really into kindling. Like 16 shells from a 30-06. I slept in the hollow of a dry creek bed, and I tore out the buckets from a red Corvette. Tore out the buckets from a red Corvette. Now Dinah and Dave and the Butcher made free. You gotta meet me by the knuckles of a skinny bone tree. The strings of a washboard stretched like a clothesline. You know me and that mule struggled right through the hole. Now me and that mule scramble right through the hole. I'm already in the kindling. 16 shells from a 30-06. I'm already in the kindling. Like 16 shells from a 30-06. I'll hold him prison on Washburn Day. Then I strap on the back of my old big mule. Strap that pick to the back of my mule. Bang on a string just to drive him crazy. And I strum it loud just to rattle his cage. 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 Sixteen shells from a 30-06.
many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain. There I took her life. Met her on the mountain. Stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, well,
hang down your head and cry. Oh, boy, you're bound to die.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Bound to die.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, well,
hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Fireman's blind, the conductor is lame. Cincinnati jacket and a sad look dame. Hanging out the window with a bottle full of rain. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Sit roar, roar, the thunder and the roar. Some bitch ain't never coming back and no more. The moon in the window and the bird on the pole. We can always find a millionaire to shovel all the coal. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Sit steam, steam. 100 bad dreams. Going up to Harlem with a pistol in his jeans. $50 bill inside a paladin's hat. And nobody's sure where Mr. Knickerbocker's at. Clap.
16, 100 bad dreams. Going up to Harlem with a pistol in his jeans. $50 bill inside a paladin's hat. And nobody's sure where Mr. Knickerbocker's at. Salvation Army seemed to wind up in a hole. They all went to heaven in a little rowboat. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands.